From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. The Republican National Convention is underway in Cleveland, Ohio. Presumptive nominee Donald Trump promised that it would be entertaining. It's definitely been interesting. But for a few Florida folks, it's a chance to set themselves up, possibly, for a new job. Patty Mazzei is in Cleveland covering this for the Miami Herald, and she is at the media center there at the convention center. All right, Patty, three of Florida's biggest political figures are at the RNC. Tell us who is there.
Well, we have Governor Rick Scott and Attorney General Pam Bondi. They're both supposed to speak to the convention at some point, probably tomorrow. And we have the Agriculture Commissioner, Adam Putnam, who held a breakfast for all of Florida's delegates to the convention Tuesday morning. And it seemed a lot like he was planning a 2018 run for governor.
So let's talk about Governor Scott being there. And, yeah, let's talk about that Senate run, the possible Senate run anyway. But what do you think that he can say or do that's going to set him up for this?
Well, Governor Scott has been rumored to be a potential 2018 Senate candidate, and he was quick to endorse Donald Trump after Trump won the Florida primary on March 15th, and that could help him do well in Florida if Trump wins the general election and there's a president in the White House whom he supported. The question will be what the electorate looks like in 2018, whether Trump or Clinton wins. Scott is making the rounds with reporters in Cleveland today. The theme of the day is Make America Work Again, which is a riff off of Trump's campaign slogan. And of course, Rick Scott was elected in Florida with the slogan Let's Get to Work. So this is right up his political alley.
All right. Attorney General Pam Bondi actually being touted as one of the bigger figures in this convention. Strong Trump supporter. But if Trump wins, does this mean a cabinet position for Bondi?
I think that might be what she's auditioning for. Bondi is a friend of Trump's. They've known each other for a long time. Of course, her appearance here is also going to bring up some uncomfortable questions about how she declined as Attorney General of Florida to prosecute or investigate Trump University, the now defunct school associated with Trump. And at some point, he also gave her a $25,000 reelection donation to her committee. So they have strong ties, and he seems to like her very much. We'll see how she does in prime time and how the delegates react to her, and that will probably affect her moving forward if Trump does win the White House.
Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam, he's eyeing the governor's office, but how does this convention help him get closer to that?
Well, he had a captive group of delegates this morning that he made his pitch to, and these are the true grassroots dedicated Republican activists who he was saying, join me. I mean, he didn't say it in that many words. He has not said he's running for governor yet. But he said this is a team effort. Electing Republicans up and down the ticket is a team effort. He was very appreciative of having them there. And those are the first people you're going to have to woo if you eventually decide to seek the governor's mansion.
I want to finish with this. The recent Quinnipiac poll shows that Trump is narrowing that lead that Hillary Clinton had in Florida. She still does have it, but how much is the campaign talking about the importance of Florida? How much are you hearing about the Sunshine State during this convention?
Well, for both camps, it's very important. The Clinton camp will tell you that they don't want to take any state for granted and that they expect polls to tighten and that they want to scare their supporters, essentially, into not becoming complacent. And for any Republican, Florida is really a must-win state because of the demographics of the country and the way the Electoral College works. Trump's campaign says that it's going to put other states in play that are not usually competitive in general election years, but we have yet to see the proof of that in the polling, which means that Florida's importance still stands.
We've been talking with Patty Mazzei, a political reporter for the Miami Herald right now in Cleveland, covering the GOP convention, talking to her from the media center there at the convention. Patty's always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.